The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Welcome back inside TechCU Arena. The Barracuda fall tonight at the hands of the San Diego Gulls, a 3-1 final, and have now dropped back-to-back games. It was the Cali Klang show, really, from the opening faceoff. He made an early stop on Oliver Wahlstrom on a Barracuda power play in the first minute and a half and really never looked back. He turns aside 34 of 35 to pick up his second win of the year, second consecutive win, and hand the Barracuda their second consecutive loss. Playing outstanding on the other side, Jakub Skarek for the Barracuda. I thought he was really, really solid as well. Unfortunately, no run support tonight, and he suffers his first loss in seven games, was riding a six-game winning streak. And the Barracuda close out this three-game homestand with back-to-back defeats, so they'll look to get back on track on Friday in Texas against the Texas Stars. Let's recap this one. Again, it started early. A minor penalty called in the opening minute against San Diego, and Oliver Wahlstrom would have this point-blank chance to give the Barracuda an early lead. Near side wall, it's played by Tyson Hines, sealed off, battle in the corner. 1 minute and 26 seconds gone here in the first. Barracuda on the power play. Cagnoni from distance, big rebound. Oh my, what a stop there. Point blank by Klang. He was dead to rights, and Wahlstrom with a golden chance, but Klang with an early denial to prevent the Barracuda from breaking the ice. Here in this first period, what a chance there for Wahlstrom, point blank, and somehow Cali Klang is able to turn him out. That was kind of a sign of what was to come in a big night for the San Diego goaltender. Both goalies were really good, in fact. Skarek for the Cuda and Klang for the San Diego goals. And the goals, with the game still scoreless in the first, would go on to their first power play and have this chance as the puck snuck behind Jakub Skarek. But the Barracuda netminder was able to turn around and swipe it out of harm's way into the corner. Corner boards deep in the Barracuda's end, and it pops free for Luneau. Luneau will hand off Colangelo, down low for Phillips, back Colangelo, surveying the ice, returns for the D-man. Now Colangelo for Phillips, skips it to the net, it's behind Skarek, and somehow he reaches back and pedals it into the corner. Really alert play by Jakub Skarek to keep the score at nothing-nothing in the first period. But the Barracuda, who I thought overall played a pretty good opening 20 minutes of action, would have a bit of a miscue as Sam Colangelo, coming down the right-wing side, would fire the puck in on Jakub Skarek. Skarek would make a good blocker save. The rebound would end up going through three or four Barracuda players in between the circles. Three or four guys were there to get the rebound and went through them, finds the stick of Judd Caulfield, and Caulfield puts it home in the first at 14:20, his eighth of the year, from Ryan Carpenter and Sam Colangelo to get things started. To head now, and Musty will dig it into the San Diego third, but Brouillard up the right wing side for Colangelo, directs it along, trying to get to it was Carpenter, now pulled in Colangelo, shoots, blocker saves by Skarek, follow-up chance, puck loose, and they rip it home. Judd Caulfield goes upstairs, and the San Diego goals open up the scoring at the 14:20 mark of period number one. Great initial save, but the rebound finds the stick of Caulfield, and he makes no mistake. Now, great shot from Caulfield, his eighth of the year, gets San Diego on the board and gives the goals a 1-0 lead after a period of play. So to the second we would go. Shots in that first even at 10-10. And early in the second, the goals, they really wouldn't wait long to extend their lead, and it was a familiar face, former Shark and Barracuda forward Justin Bailey, sneaking one through the 5-0 of Jakub Skarek just 54 seconds into the second period, and the San Diego goals at a 2-0 lead. To the top of the crease, intended for Mishuk, and it just went behind and may have caught the stick of the defenseman. Now Bailey shoots and scores. Justin Bailey looks off Jakub Skarek and beats him through the 5-hole. And just 54 seconds into this second period, Justin Bailey, the former Barracuda forward, makes it 2-0 San Diego. So the goals had a 2-0 lead, but give the Barracuda credit because after that point in the second period, it was all San Jose, and a great individual effort by Cam Lund would get the Barracuda on the board. 5:24, Lund would strip the puck away from Ryan Carpenter, center it for Jimmy Huntington, who's turned aside, but picked right back up by Lund, who would then wrap the puck around and tuck it home for a second goal in as many games and third of the season to get the Barracuda on the board in the second period. Going to the net hash, a good thought, but that two is turned out now by Klang. Back up top, Bergenda, his stick broke, but he got it to the net. Puck is loose. Lund trying to win it back. He does. Feeds Huntington. Same mid. Wrap around. They score! Cam Lund with goals now and back-to-back. What a sequence there for Lund. He just stuck with it, picks up the loose puck and tucks it inside the far post. And the Barracuda are on the board. The time of the goal for Cam Lund at the 5:24 mark. Great effort by Lund. He pots home his second in as many games, third of the season, and the Barracuda had some life in that second period on that goal from Lund to cut the deficit down to one. And they would have this chance in the second from Luca Cagnoni to tie the score up, but Cali Klang would preserve his team's one goal lead. Stick broken, so he kicks it free to the point. Huntington gets a fresh twig off the bench from Josh Wooder, the head equipment manager. Here's a shot to the net. Loose puck. It's off of Klang. What a chance for Cagnoni. How did Klang keep that out? Great stop from Cali Klang on Luca Cagnoni, and it remained a 2-1 San Diego lead after 40 minutes of play. A really, really good second period for the Barracuda, but they could only generate that single goal, so they entered the third down by one. In the third, the Barracuda would push, and late in the frame, they'd have this opportunity on a seam pass to Igor Chernyshov, but again, it was Klang there to make the save. With Hines trying to reel it in was Musty. It's still free. Now Chernyshov up the wall. We're under a minute to go. Cagnoni gives it off for Bisted. Bisted, far side, finds a man. A Klang comes over and makes the stop on Chernyshov. He had it dusted off ever so slightly. That allowed for Klang to get over and make the save. 40 seconds left in the third. The goals ice the puck again. What a chance there. They got that seam pass through to Chernyshov on the left flank, and Klang came over and made the stop. Yeah, that was the look the Barracuda were hoping to get. Chernyshov just had to dust the puck off ever so slightly. That allowed for Klang to get over and make the stop on the young Russian forward. Then, just moments after that save, San Diego would seal it with this empty netter. Again, Caulfield finding the back of the net. Washi's going to take the faceoff. They've got Washi out there along with Hines, Warren, Carpenter. And I believe Caulfield off the draw. Battle in the corner boards. 35 seconds left in regulation. Carlson to the point for the Barracuda. Could not get it through a sea of humanity. Now it's thrown to the open net and they score. The San Diego goals are back up by two as it's fired all the way down the length of the ice. And that might just do it with 27.8 seconds left here. Yeah, that does seal the win. Judd Caulfield, two goals in the victory, his eighth and ninth of the season. Cali Klang makes it now back-to-back wins on the year. Did not have a win through his first three appearances, but he's now 2-0-2 on the season. He was outstanding, and the San Diego goals pick up the victory. They are now up to 24 points, 4 points behind the Barracuda in the Pacific Division. They are 9-6-6. You think about San Diego, hard-working team. They've got an AHL-leading 6 overtime losses. If they could have just found a way to somehow get a couple of victories in those games, they'd be right near the top of the AHL's Pacific Division, but they are still very much in the pack of teams, in the pack with tonight's win. They inched that much closer to the Barracuda, who came into the game sitting at the third spot in the Pacific. Final score, 3-1 goals. They win it. Barracuda have now dropped back-to-back, so they pick up just one win on this three-game homestand. With the loss, San Jose is now tied with Calgary for 28 points in the Pacific Division. Good for that third spot. 1 point behind them, Coachella Valley. And then you've got Bakersfield and San Diego both sitting at 24 points. Henderson came into tonight at 23 points. So there's going to be lots of shifting and jostling throughout the season, and that'll continue tonight. So for the Barracuda, they fall 3-1. They'll have to try to get back on track on Friday in Texas against the Texas Stars. The Stars lost 5-1 to the San Diego Gulls on Sunday down in Southern California. Final shot, San Diego 35, the Barracuda 33. Barracuda go 0-for-2 on the power play. Only had one power play chance, really. Early in the game, opening minute, they drew a penalty. Didn't go on another one until late in the game when it was already 3-1. They go 0-for-2 on the advantage. San Diego 0-for-3. Cali Klang picks up the win. Jakub Skarić, his winning streak comes to an end at 6 consecutive games. Really no fault of his own. He was really good tonight, but just did not get the run support. And the Barracuda fall. And with the loss, the record now 13-8-1-1 on the year. They stay pat at 28 points. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star, Cali Klang, in my opinion, the number one star in the game, but he is the number three star. 32 stops, second win of the year. And the San Diego Gulls goaltender is the number three star. The number two star, Cam Lund, had the goal for the Barracuda. And the number one star is Justin Bailey. Bailey gets the game-winning goal for San Diego 54 seconds into the second period. So Bailey is the number one star, finishes with the goal, plus one rating, and two shots on net. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 31 minutes, 2012 sod here at TechCU Arena. Barracuda will not be back on home ice until after Christmas, December the 27th, for Wizarding World Night. Say that five times. And that's December the 27th, 6 p.m., as they host the Ontario Reign. Cuda back on the ice on Friday as they kick off a two-game set with Texas and begin a five-game road trip in the Lone Star State. We are on the air on Friday, beginning at 4:30 with Cuda Countdown on the Sharks Audio Network, and we hope you join us again for that one. That does it, though, for our broadcast tonight. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us, whether you listened or you watched. We really do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Friday when the Barracuda return back to the ice to take on the top affiliate of the Dallas Stars. Again, we're on the air, starting with pregame coverage at 4:30 on the West Coast. Barracuda fall tonight by a final score of 3-1 against the San Diego Gulls. They've dropped two in a row. They'll look to get back on track on Friday against the Stars. But until then, I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.